Those of, I mean, there's people out there that are like, oh, they're calling me a preacher of hate. And look, let me just say this. I don't deny that for 1 second. Amen. You know, people think they insult me when they call me a preacher of hate. Oh, you're just a preacher of hate. I'm like, yeah. I mean, you got it right, yeah. Amen. I'm glad you recognize that. That means I'm doing my job right. If you think I'm a preacher of hate. But you know what? What I disagree with, if you only think that I'm only a preacher of hate.
Right.
Okay. There's a guy who went on the trip. But let's read this real quick. I got a lot of stories I got to tell you, all right? 1 Corinthians 9:14 says, "Even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. But I have used none of these things, neither have I written these things, that it should be so done unto me. For it were better for me to die than that any man should make my glorying void. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me." Hey, we're dispensationalists.
Amen.
Because a dispensation of the gospel has been committed unto us. Amen. To dispense the gospel also. But we're the real dispensationalists. Amen. Amen. There's a guy, and look, back to the point of being loving and hateful. That's garbage when people say that. There's a guy, I can't remember his name, Valerian. I think it's Valerian from Faithful Word. He's from Africa. Okay? This guy speaks English and French. You know who I'm talking about, right? He speaks English and French. He learned Spanish to go win Mexicans in Mexico. Let me say this. That's love.
That's right.
That's real love. So any old eye of beer that criticizes the way we do things, well, go ahead. Why don't you learn a language of some foreign people that you don't even know? Buy yourself a plane ticket and go win 250 people to the Lord then. But this guy has enough love in his heart to learn a language to go reach people on the other side of the world. That's love.
Amen.
Not stinking, oh, I'm called to the mission field. But you don't even have the stinking discipline or the gall to learn the language.
Right.
You know, Brother Jonathan Shelley, okay, which Brother Jonathan Shelley, he's white. But he can fit into, I think it's Sinaloa. Where are those white Mexicans are at? Sinaloa? Is it Sinaloa? I mean, they're white, blonde hair, blue. I mean, he could fit in that criteria. This guy learned Spanish in 6 months. Okay? 6 months. You know why? Because he's starting a church in August. And you know what's the area he's going to? Houston. You know what's there? Hispanics. So because he loves people, he's learning Spanish so we can win them to Christ. That's love. So yeah, call us hateful if you want, but you know what? Are you learning Spanish? Old IFB? Critical Christian? Are you learning a language so you can reach people, so you can better communicate with them and give them the gospel? Don't tell me that we're just hateful if you're not getting your butt out there learning a language to go reach someone that you've never ever met in your whole life. Enough love to pay up your own plane ticket, learn a language to win people to Christ. 6 months, that's amazing. I mean, he speaks it like a white guy, don't get me wrong. You know, but he speaks it. And he won his first people to the Lord in Spanish in Mexico. And we told him, like, man, if you can win Mexicans in Mexico, for sure you're going to win Mexicans in the United States.
Amen.
Guaranteed. You know, but that's love. That's true love right there. Okay.